Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present
Hello and welcome to Gist Radio. We are a casual radio station where we broadcast when we have something to say. Gist stands for Getting the Shit Together, and we broadcast important interviews and information for artists and creators of all kinds. For more information on Gist, please log into our website at www.gyst-ink.com, where you will find free resources, software, and publications for artists. You can email us and let us know what you would like to hear about at info@gyst-ink.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to Creative Orange County, the radio show, where we interview Orange County, California's, and sometimes LA's, because we do have someone from LA today, creative stars, artists, entrepreneurs, angel investors, CEOs, nonprofit leaders. My name is Susan, and I will be your host. Well, we usually don't broadcast on Thursdays at 4:30, but I've got two wonderful individuals here, Suzanne Geer and Kathy Salzer, to talk about an organization that they're involved in, A Window Between Worlds, and an event that's coming up this Saturday. So first off, I'd like to start and tell you a little bit about Suzanne. She's an artist. She lives in Santa Ana, and she's one of the five founding artists of Santa Ana's oldest nonprofit alternative art space, the Orange County Center for Contemporary Art. And for the past 20 years, Suzanne has served on the board of A Window Between Worlds. Geer's work is based on nature. She explores change and things on the verge of disappearing. She's exhibited nationally and internationally, most recently in Venice, Italy. I saw her work at a wonderful exhibit that was at the House of Balsamic called Speak for the Trees. It was curated by Ginny Denham of Scape in Corona Del Mar. Her work was also part of last year's notable OSCENE exhibit at the Long Beach Museum of Art. Her work is included in the permanent collection of the Contemporary Museum, Honolulu, Hawaii. Now, Kathy Salzer, this is a very, very interesting story. Kathy and I met actually at this time in 2009, where I was her coach mentor for the Los Angeles Social Venture Partners Fast Pitch Competition. Through mine and others' wonderful work and Kathy's awesome work also, she went on to win third place in the Fast Pitch competition, and I learned a lot about A Window Between Worlds. And she started this organization over 20 years ago, and they work with battered women and their children, offering art as a resource for healing and empowerment. And it started with a cross-country journey that Kathy took in 91. She wanted to share the healing powers of the art. She just kind of like, you know, put art supplies in her trunk and went off and did this, which is just such a wow. And now it's developed into this nonprofit organization dedicated to using art to help end domestic violence. And now A Window Between Worlds is involved with over 100 women's shelters, offering art workshops to over 40,000 participants annually in 28 states across this nation. So I want to welcome both of them to Creative Orange County, the radio show.
Hi, Susan. Nice to be here. This is Suzanne.
Hi. And this is Kathy. Thank you so much, Susan. It's an
honor. Oh, you're very welcome. So I don't know if you want to, let's tell our listeners about A Window Between Worlds and just maybe how, I mean, it's such a coincidence, all of this coming together, you know, Scape and Ginny and Speak for the Trees and House of Balsamic and Kathy and Fast Pitch and Suzanne and Orange County, like all of these wonderful connections. So tell me about your connections to one another in A Window Between Worlds. So I don't know, Kathy, do you want to start?
Sure. When I set out, as you mentioned, with my trunk full of art supplies, I thought it would just be one summer, and I was going from shelter to shelter hoping to share art in a way that could make a difference. And I met Suzanne. When I traveled across the country, it was so impactful, even what one single art workshop could do in the life of a woman or child surviving domestic violence, that when I got back to Los Angeles after going from shelter to shelter, I wanted to continue this work, and meeting Suzanne was one of the most wonderful things that happened. I shared my vision with her, and she became my mentor. She became our first founding board member, and she's a board member still today. She and the Southern California Women's Caucus for Art adopted A Window Between Worlds so that we could actually begin an organization. I'm just so grateful, and it's amazing to think back to that time when it was just me talking about hoping to make a difference in the lives of women and children. Thank you so much, Suvan.
Oh, my pleasure, Kathy. Right from the beginning, I was impressed with your vision and your willingness to put your whole self behind it, to take off repeatedly on your own, to tour the country, to visit the shelters, to use art in a very tangible way. Just was very impressive. I was delighted to be part of that whole process. It's thrilling to watch what women can do together, and through the Women's Caucus, through organizations like No Limits for Women Artists, we have just, you know, we're changing the world, and I love it.
So
tell us how that's done. I mean, besides the workshops, you know, in the shelters, just, you know, I know that there has been numerous special events over the years. So kind of tell us about just, you know, what your involvement, Suvan, you know, what it is. What is your involvement exactly?
You mean with Windows?
Besides being on the board and such, but, you know, do you curate events for them or such?
You know, my role changes constantly. In the beginning, sitting on the board with Windows is never a bystander position. You are definitely working the whole time very close to Kathy and helping manifest, I hate that word, but to make that vision real. And we have, over the years, I've done everything from have garage sales with my neighbors to raise money for Windows to helping to present the art that is done in the shelters in different places, whether it's, you know, hanging something on the wall, sweeping the floor, I'll do all that. We just do whatever it takes, and over the years we've grown so much that now we are doing incredible things. We are working with world-class artists like Kim Ibeles, whose Pearls of Wisdom project, which will be seen again, was seen at the Korean Cultural Center and now is going to be seen at Skirball. And we help as board members not just in fundraising but in tangibly bringing the art that will end domestic violence to the world.
And you both are artists also, so how has the Window Between Worlds informed your work as an artist? And maybe you both can, I mean, Kathy, you're an artist also, so maybe tell us something about that.
Yeah, well, for me, art's been a window of safety. I grew up very, very shy, and in the face of domestic violence in my home, art was my safe haven, and it was my voice. And that's why I traveled across the country and to share it. And what I shared as I went from shelter to shelter was I shared the art workshops as very, very much that simple thing, a window of safety for a woman or for a child to respect whatever is in her heart and to let it come out through the creation, through the collage, through the paint. And to surprise, it's a continual surprise day to day, and we hear, as we work with thousands of women and children now, we hear again and again every day of the breakthroughs that happen when art is simply that window of honoring, respecting, listening, truly, deeply listening to yourself, what your vision is for your life, what you're truly feeling, especially for women and children who haven't had the safety to notice, even for themselves, what they are thinking, because it can be too scary and too dangerous. And I know what that's like, and that's what it's been for me. And so that's why in beginning this, Suvan has been such an angel, because if you can picture me, that shy person going from shelter to shelter and then trying to continue this work and create an organization, to have Suvan's guidance and kindness and encouragement And again, that too for me, that is what art is the safety to dare to dream for even if something doesn't seem possible, and so from the beginning of this to have this vision, but think I can't do that, but to have someone like Suvan to say, yeah, you can go, girl. And so with each thing A Window Between Worlds does, that's what we're providing for the women and children as well. And it's amazing what a difference it makes.
And do you keep up with your own artwork also?
I do. I actually just completed my latest piece this week, which is a reminder to me as a parent. I have two boys now, 1-year-old and 3-year-old, and a reminder to me of how I want to be as a parent. And how I grew up as a child, and some of the things that were challenging to me in my childhood, I notice I confront them again as a parent. And so my little artworks that I just made this week I'm going to laminate them and carry them around with me, because to me art is a tool for change. And so even creating these artworks now in my life, and that's one of the projects we do with the survivors, where they make their artwork and they literally carry it with them as that tangible. It's kind of like a compass to direct where, so you remember where you're trying to go through the challenges of the day-to-day, of the week-to-week, and the art becomes that pointer. And so it is that for me to this day.
Wow, that's terrific. And Suvan, tell us about your artwork and how it might have changed or over the years having been involved with the Window Between Worlds.
Well, you know, I sometimes think, I feel a little schizophrenic because I do with windows a lot of work that's sort of more public. But, you know, being an artist is often a very private, and working as I do in video or installation or something, I spend a lot of time in the studio. So windows is my opportunity actually to get out and do more community work. But I think what Kathy said is really true for me too, in that I'm so aware of art and the change that it brings about as I do it within myself, that I know that this is something that's just so powerful. I want everybody in the world to have the opportunity to use this as a discipline and a practice. So at this moment of crisis, when a woman or a child is desperately searching for their own strengths and their own wisdom and how to proceed, I know that art can contribute to that forward movement. So that's sort of my public interaction. By supporting Windows, I get to do that. The rest of the time I'm doing my stuff. I'm in the studio. I've got work in that House of Balsamic show. And that piece is something that I go into a forest that's been burnt out by a forest fire. I do a rubbing with charcoal that's basically just bark that's been burnt to a crisp, and I make a rubbing of a tree right there. And then I bring that back to my studio, and I work with it, and I turn it into an installation that's an experience of thinking about those things of change and loss. So I get to do both by having windows in my life.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And this Saturday, between 3 to 6 p.m. at the House of Balsamic, which is a really terrific kind of event space, balsamic vinegar tasting venue, you're going to have a special event called Balm for the Soul, an art experience in balsamic tasting. And Kathy, do you want to tell us about that?
Sure. We're so honored that House of Balsamic is welcoming us and supporting us in this way. And for any who haven't tasted the balsamic, you're in for a treat. And I haven't yet, so I've just heard from Suvan so much, and I'm really looking forward to it. But it will be a benefit to support A Window Between Worlds. It will include wonderful, wonderful gourmet cupcakes, champagne, treats. There will be some opportunity items that people can be enter into a drawing for, and there will be a hands-on art project that I will lead. And to me, that's my favorite part, because it's a very simple art project. Nobody need to feel scared about it. Anyone who's afraid of art, don't be afraid. But it's a very simple project that gives a sense of how, when you put on a piece of paper what you want to let go of in your life, and then what you want to move toward in your life, how profound that can be, even just to take a very small few-minute window of time to look into your heart and do that, is very significant. And so it's just a little taste of that in this event to give people a sense of what they're making possible for survivors of domestic violence. And maybe Suvan can add more details from the event as well, because it's going to be wonderful.
That was a great summary. Thank you, Kathy.
I forgot one thing, is that one of the leaders from an Orange County shelter who has been leading the Window Between Worlds art workshops weekly with the children is going to be sharing about her direct experience. And the funds raised will support the art programs in our domestic violence county shelter partners. So that'll be a really amazing thing to get to hear as well.
And, you know, I think that's something unique, too, to have an interactive piece to a fundraiser. You know, oftentimes you go and it's a dinner and you kind of, like, sit down and it's great. It's great dining, you know, it's great, you know, cocktails or wine, and you do see some type of, you know, maybe video presentation, but you're actually not yourself, you know, doing something as maybe the individuals involved with the program are. So, I mean, to have something interactive that if you come, you can participate in, I think is just a real wow, because then you get the experience that of, you know, who you're serving.
Yes.
You know, you get that same experience, and I think that that would be, you know, profound for anyone to do something like that.
To me, it's so exciting because really I think all of us can use that window of time. It's definitely not just survivors. And when we do that, when we do take a window of time to express ourselves, it does change us, and it's surprising in the most beautiful way. So, It's very exciting to be able to share that with people, and in doing that at other events, it's been amazing to have folks, again, who are not survivors, come up to me afterwards and say, this is what I made, this is what it means, this is going to change how I parent, this is going to change how I sleep, this is going to change how, you know, it's amazing what it can be, even a simple experience like this.
And it's a celebration of your 20th anniversary, which is just such a wow. And then it's going to be an effort to raise funds to support a 72 increase in your program. This kind of reminds me very much of Kathy's three-minute pitch in 2009. But tell us about that. That's really so exciting, a 72% increase.
Yes, it's 72% increase in our Los Angeles and Orange County programs in the last 2 years. And that is really, really profound because you know, as you can imagine, with economic hardship, domestic violence does increase. It is, statistically, it's about a threefold increase when there's a family with financial stress. So it's a difficult and sobering thing to know that there is more domestic violence going on and the need is greater. But to me, when I think of the 72% increase, it actually speaks to me in a different way. The shelters that we work with are very, very, very overloaded, as you can imagine, and for them to have to reach 72% more participants with the art program shows how they're prioritizing the art program within their services, because they see how powerful it is, because it opens up a window of safety and a window of trust that they need. The shelters need to establish that trust, that safety, that communication with the women, with the children, so that they can begin to heal, so that they can talk about what they're struggling with, so that they can find relief and find change. And art becomes a key that unlocks that. So even in the midst of incredible stresses and program cuts, the art program has increased so dramatically, almost doubling in just 2 years here. The need is tremendous. And so I don't look at it necessarily in such a painful way, as an exciting way that many more people are getting to use art to unlock the healing. And so we definitely need support, and it's incredible how much the art program makes an impact at the shelters that we serve.
You told a story which I love. In fact, you know, just hear you talking again in your voice, it makes me want to cry. But you told a story in 2009 about a young boy, and I don't know if you want to share that. And I don't know if you remember that story, but it was just so profound. I'd love you to share that.
come. This was a shelter actually in Long Beach, and he had come into that shelter so angry and so uncooperative that he was violent, and the shelter didn't know what to do. And it was through the art program that he began to open up, and he shared for the first time what had happened in his home. And from that moment, he softened. He changed. And so for that leader to see that art could be that difference in that boy, and again and again we hear these stories, and at the same time, in contrast to the statistics of what happens when a child doesn't get that safety ever to share what's gone on, and when it's hardened and the anger is hardened and locked inside, it's 62% of boys ages 13 through 20 who commit murder kill the man who was abusing their mother. And that's a huge number. That's a huge percentage. It reminds me of what happens when you don't get a chance to express what you've been through and find a positive path through that. And so that story just reminds me of, how the course of a life can change. If there's time
absolutely.
To share, is there time to share one other story?
Oh, absolutely. We've definitely got time.
Oh,
please.
My gosh. There's a girl, and this is a story one of our leaders shared last year, but I didn't know until this year that the mom was about to give up custody. The girl was similar to this boy. She was so uncooperative. She was so violent. She was wrecking rooms in the shelter. And I didn't know until this year that her mom had actually been ready to give up custody because she didn't know what to do with her daughter. And it was at that moment the shelter actually called the psychiatric emergency team, which would have come in, to take her to a mental institution. And at that moment, the leader at that shelter, the art leader, the Window Between Worlds art leader, thought to herself, I need to think of a Window Between Worlds project to reach this girl. And she did a project called Feeling Friends, where it's really you create a paper doll with the arms outstretched, and the arms hold words, and you can put the words of what you're feeling into her arms. And it was the first time this girl began to express herself. And by the time the psychiatric emergency team came, they didn't need to take her. She had really broken through all that was locked inside, and she began to use that doll every day to communicate with her mom. And they still to this day use it every morning for her to express what she's feeling. And so to hear a year later now, just a couple weeks ago, to hear that she's still using it to this day, and it's completely changed her relationship with her mom. And so again, to see that, that leader at that shelter having the art program as part of her tools that she could use at a moment like that makes such a pivotal difference in the relationships between the moms and the kids. And when they're struggling, having been through abuse, it doesn't just, so you take the abuser out of the situation, but there's still so much to repair between that mom and that child, even if they're not the abuser's gone, but there's so much unspoken, there's so much broken, and art begins to open up the communication that's so important for the healing. So similar to the boy, I just wanted to share this girl.
Oh, I think that's a phenomenal story, and I was a convert 3 years ago or 2 years ago, to what you're doing, which I think is really terribly wonderful. And for the event, it's called Balm for the Soul. Again, they're going to have tastings of the House of Balsamic, balsamic vinegars, which I have had tastings of their vinegars, and they're really quite fabulous. You can even go up to, I don't know if there's a 50-year-old aged balsamic vinegar, light appetizers, a healing art workshop. There's going to be soft jazz by Brass on Ivory. The tickets for the event are $20, which are really very, very reasonable. And again, it's a celebration of A Window Between Worlds 20th anniversary, and an effort to raise funds to support a 72% increase in programs, which is not necessarily a negative thing, as Kathy explained. And so tell us where they could get more information about the event, just maybe where it is, the address, again, the time.
Yeah. Go ahead, Simone.
House Balsamic is 5 Mason Avenue in Irvine.
And you can get tickets at the door or by going online to, well, A Window Between Worlds, or awbw.org, and look under events, which is, scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll see Balm for the Soul, and you can click on that and get tickets.
Yeah, we would love to see everyone there, and anyone who wants to get involved, anyone who wants to support us, can explore our website, and there's just so many ways to help, and it all every single person makes a huge difference.
And Suvan, what's your next? Where will you be exhibiting next? I know the Speak for the Trees, the exhibit will be probably, I think, coming down fairly soon. So what are your plans coming
up?
Well,
I don't have a major exhibit standing immediately. I've got one in 2015, but that's a ways out.
Wow.
Pasadena Museum.
At the pardon?
Pasadena Museum.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you already thinking about that, or you don't? How do you work?
Well, 2015, Suvan.
I know. Well, it's got to plan ahead, right?
It's
a great show on phenomena, so I'm getting ready for that. But I'll be doing a number of other pieces until then, but that's the first major show that I've got coming up.
But, Suvan, did I see something saying that your work is in Italy?
Last year, or actually 2 years ago, yes, I had work in Italy, and I'm going to go back to Italy, but just to visit, and maybe to do some art next month.
Great.
Oh, how terrific. Well, again, you know, I want to thank you both, and again, the event is Balm for the Soul, and Our Experience in Balsamic Tasting. It's at the House of Balsamic, which is just a 10,000 square kind of event, exhibit, exhibition space. It's 5 Mason Avenue. Let's see, off of the 5 around San Canyon. No, Alton, I think.
Yes.
Suite 200. It's $20, and you can get tickets by going to awbw.org and clicking on. And so, you know, I hope everyone will come, because it's going to be just a wonderful afternoon, and it's just a gorgeous environment, and you'll just get to know a very, very terrific organization. And, you know, I can't really thank you enough. This week, kind of scheduled this kind of very, very quickly, and, you know, I very much, you know, thank you both for, you know, being here.
Thank you.
On the show. So,
oh, it's so exciting
else,
to talk to you again.
That needs to be said that we didn't get to. Here's your chance.
I'm just grateful, Susan. And I think back to the fast pitch with you and being newly pregnant at the time. And it's so exciting to get to talk with you today and even share about my son being one.
Oh, wow.
Using art to talk about how I'm still using art to grow and to heal as a person. So thank you for asking all the questions that you asked.
Oh, you're very welcome. And Suvan, anything?
Well, I just wanted to say what a small world this is, that as I began working on this event, people I knew who were in Sweden were connected with the House of Balsamic. People, you know, it's just incredible how working with windows, my world just gets bigger constantly. And I think you are now drawn into that too, and talking to you and finding out you have connections with Oka. And it's like, this is an amazing thing, this network, you know, it's that 7-degree thing. It's really working.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you both, Suvan and Kathy, for, you know, taking time from a very kind of hot and probably busy afternoon. It's been terribly warm in Southern California the last couple of days, but I think we're going to get a break. You know, it was such a pleasure to have you join me. And Creative Orange County is a think tank at the intersection of culture, commerce, and community in Orange County, California. It was launched in late 2010. I've got some wonderful plans, different silos, events, the Creativity Prize, the Creativity Index, the Creative OC Forum, Creative Orange County Mornings, and a great event that I'm curating coming up on Saturday, October 1st, which is another TEDx event. If you know the TED brand or TED conference, TEDx is an offshoot. And it's going to be TEDx Essay Artist Village, which is going to be at the Yost Theater from 9 to 5. The Yost Theater is in Santa Ana. And you can get tickets by going to www.tedxessayartistvillage.com. And for more information on Creative Orange County, that's www.creativeorangecounty.com. Until next time. So, again, thank you, Suzanne and Kathy. And the Balm for the Soul event this Saturday, 3 to 6, House of Balsamic, $20. Be there.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you.